Yesterday, Jimmy, we mentioned earlier, lovely ride by Jean Van Overmeer on a really handy horse that Team Hawks have got in tremendous form. His name is Renewal. Renewal hadn't had much luck in his three previous starts, but Jean Van Overmeer made all the luck and the running on Renewal yesterday. He's been good enough to join us. Jean, good morning. And really, once you got that horse across into that position, one off the fence in fifth place, with Star of the Seas behind you, you really could control the race.
Yeah, exactly. He really pinned the gate to me yesterday, and he was just happy to slide forward. I mean, when we went out there, the plan was to actually ride him a bit quiet. But the way he came out the gate, I thought there was no point in going back, and I just let him roll and put himself in a nice position, one off the fence, and he really brought his A game, and he did the rest.
That's really interesting, because those decisions in sport are what separates the wheat from the chaff, isn't it? Because
adapt,
exactly. So you go to plan B at that point. Talk through the thought process that you're using at that time, John.
Well, I thought when I came out the gate so good, I just had a look to my inside to see what was going to go forward and what was going to go back. And there wasn't really, obviously there was the first sort of four horses that went forward. And then sort of there was a bunch of runners that was at the rear of the field. And I just didn't think that there was a chance of me getting in a position if I did go back. So I just let them slide forward. I saw there was going to be a space open up for me more forward in the field, so that's why I let him slide forward. And like you say, he goes to, if plan A doesn't work out, he goes to plan B, and that's when the race really planned out for me. He travelled beautifully, and I was a bit worried when he got exposed so early in the straight, but there's nothing else taking me into the race. But he's such a genuine, honest horse. He really, really let down and ran home really nice.
Yeah, he safely held Star of the Seas. Terrific win. Significant win for you too, Sean, because the last 4 months has been a bit of a nightmare for you. And it all started when, of all things, you broke your wrist leading a horse around in the stable one day at Warwick Farm. Can you take us back to that point in time? How did it happen, Sean?
Yeah, it was actually a bit annoying, because I was just building up momentum and getting good support from good trainers, and I was actually just washing a horse in the hose bay one morning, and I was leading it to the walker to put it on the walker to dry off after I washed it. And a motorbike turned up at the stables, and the horse just sort of shied, and it's just one of those strange things where he just shied and ripped the lead rope out of my hand and just bent it the wrong way, I suppose. It actually wasn't my wrist; it was my hand. So I had an operation on my hand. Had a few screws put into my fingers and broke a few bones in my hand as well.
How did you manage to maintain your fitness during the course of your time off? Because that would have an impact on that, I would imagine.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm really into my fitness, so that definitely didn't stop me from going for a nice run and going to the gym on the treadmill. And so, but I maintained my fitness, so I didn't let that go. The weight shot up a bit, but as expected, you it's probably a good time to get give the body a rest as well while you're out injured.
Well, Sean, it was terrific to see you back in such brilliant form yesterday. I think it was virtually ride of the day on Renewal, and I really hope this win can kickstart a terrific back end of the season for you. Thanks for joining us this morning, Sean.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, mate.